yes. Perek Dalet Milchas Mikvois Haloche Dalet Haminiach Kelim Tachas Hatzinia Tommy Bicholeis or Bicholzman. What does it mean, Bicholeis? Naturally, his mission points out. He goes without saying, Bicholeis means whether it was Kishor Anovim or Pizor Anovim. So, if he's Miniach Kelim Tachas Hatzinia, if it's Tachas Hatzinia, so it's always possible, always, under all circumstances. Doesn't make any difference whether he was Miniach Kelim Tachas Hatzinia, Bishas Pizor Anovim or Bishas Kishor. Doesn't make any difference. Bicholeis or Bicholzman. Echot kelim ktanim, ve'echot kelim gedolim, ve'afilu kli avonim, ve'chayei tzibeen, mikelim shenitavnu tume, v'nismalo mikshomim arelu psulim, v'nivkofon al piem, v'shovon amayim, anikvim mehem kishulim uchol dovo, sh'arlidaiti nismalo, she'cheskas atzinia v'italeach mayim. Not only miniach kelim tachas atzinia v'choleis v'chol zman, but even shochach kelim tachas atzinia. Bicholeis v'chol zman, he is possible. Ve'afilu shochach hakelim tachas hatzinia psulim. Gozru al hashecheach ve'amniach. So one thing we see in the Rambam, contrary to Rashi Shiki, because according to Rashi, hakomedim bishas pizorovim that it's toya, it means even meniach tachas hatzinia. So it's so it's there because it's muchach that his kavone was not to fill up the kelim. But according to the Rambam, tachas hatzinia is b'choleis b'cholzman, not only miniach, but even shecheach, even if it is obvious that he just forgot it because he had to put down, because he had too many things in his hands, and he put it down under the tzinia, and then he proceeded to walk his way, he forgot to pick it up. So even in that case, it's possible. So, in other words, not like Rashi, that when Rabbi Sharshi says, Hakol Meidin Bishas Pizorovim, even Miniach Tachas Hatzinia. No, Hakol Meidin Bishas Pizorovim means Bishachia Bechotzer Bishas Pizorovim Hakol Meidin. But not
Tachas Hatzinia.
Not Tachas Hatzinia. Tachas Hatzinia, so Becholeis Becholzman is possible, even Shochach Kelim Tachas Hatzinia. Ve'afilu shochach hakelim tachas hatzinia psulim gozru al hashecheach mipnei hamniach v'chein haminiach es hakelim bechotzer beis kishor ovim. So v'chein haminiach es hakelim bechotzer beis kishor ovim. Now let's just explain the Rambam without the kasha from the Gemara. So the Rambam mitzat zvor. So the Rambam says if is miniach Kelim tachas hatzinia, b'chol eis b'chol zman. So then, it is possible. B'chol eis b'chol zman. Why? But pshas pizorovim. So he didn't expect any rain. No one expected rain. The answer is, it doesn't matter. One second. It doesn't matter what his hidden intention was, because an observer, he sees a person puts kelim under the pipe. What will he say? Why did he do it?
Because
he wants water. It doesn't seem like it's going to rain now, but sometimes it'll rain, so it'll not rain today, it'll rain tomorrow. It'll rain the day after tomorrow. So when the observer sees that a certain person, it's sunshine, it's beautiful weather, everybody's outside, but he sees a person puts vessels under the tzinia. Why under the tzinia? Why not at the other part of the courtyard? Why dafka under the tzinia? Because he's interested in getting water, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain. So what? It doesn't look like it's going to rain today. It'll rain sometimes. It's not like the places where it never rains, so it's going to rain sometime, not today, tomorrow, not tomorrow, day after tomorrow. not this week, next week. So what will the observer say? The observer who sees that this person puts kelim taharat zinayah, his conclusion would be, he's, why does he do it? Because he wants the kelim to be filled up with water. Whether today, tomorrow, a week later, a month later, what difference does it make? He wants water. So the apparent intention is that it should be filled up with water. So mele it becomes shov. But the Rambam says, Vatul shochach hakelim tachas atzineah is psulim. Gozol ha-shecheach mifnei ha-miniach. In other words, suppose we have a case where a person, the Barabbas, goes out of the house with a pail, an empty pail, and then another person comes over to him, maybe you can lend me some money. So he says, yes, I'll lend you money, but I have to put down the pail under the pipe, because I can't use my hands if I don't put down the pail. And the Aedim will hear all that. But then he takes out money, gives it to him, then he decides he has to go, he forgets the pail. So then we know that his intention was not he should be in a cup of water. So in that case, it's also Postal Mahmashov, because Gozru Shecheach Mitnei HaMeniach, in the case when it's not Shochach, so then we don't have to resort to a special Xer. But in the case of Shochach HaKinim Tachas HaTzineah, is also possible, even though it's apparent, let's say he said so, that he does it in order to be able to use his hands to take out money, to lend money to the other fellow. So it's still possible. So vatul shochach hakelim tachas atzineah psulim gozvol hasheach mitnei haminiach, if it is sachas atzineah. So that is b'cholei se b'chol zman miniach o shecheach. So b'cholei se b'chol zman. V'chein, now he starts discussing the case of hasheach b'chotza. V'chein haminiach es hakelim b'chotza b'iskisho ovim ונשמלו המים שבהן פסולים שהרי לידייתי נשמלו. What do you mean, דייתי נשמלו? So why נטלו? It's בחוצר. The answer is, when an observer sees that a person puts down a pail all of a sudden in the courtyard, not תחס עצמיה, and he sees it's cloudy and rain is pending, what will be his conclusion? Why does he do it? Why? Why does he leave the pail outside? Why? Because he wants to be filled up with water. Even if he leaves it in the middle of a chotzah, because it's not the hidden subjective element, but it's the apparent subjective element that passes at the show. V'chein haminiach es hakelim b'chotzer b'yeis kishor ovim v'nismalo amayim shebehen y'psulim sh'arelidaiti nismalo v'chein gozlo al ha-shecheach b'chotzer b'shas kishor ovim mishuminiach y'nichon b'chotzer b'yeis pizor ovim ubo ovim v'nismalo harelu ksherim p'mei sh'minichon b'reshagag l'nagvon. V'chein minichon beis kishor ovim v'nispazru v'chozru v'niskashru v'nismalu arelu ksherim. So because according to the Rambam, when he says that l'nechliku elo b'she hinichon beis kishor ovim v'nispazru v'chozru v'niskashru, so mar sova. So what is the Lashon HaGemara?
Aye.
Maso va botlo machshafte. So Rashi explains botlo machshafte des bisila. Maso va loy botlo machshafte is bishamai. But the Rambam says maso va is meya tanikame, whatever. So maso va botlo machshafte. So that is, in other words, it's toyer. That's Reb Meir, Umarsova Loibotl Machshafte, that's Reb Yesi. So, since there is a Machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yesi, Alibidi Bishamai, so Mimele, because according to the Rambam, in Perush HaMishneh, so when the Mishneh says, when the Reb Yesi says, Adai Machlekes became Remedes, according to the Rambam Perush HaMishneh in Kappa's translation. So Rabbi Yesi, when he says Adai Machlekes in Remedes, he has reference to the Tanekamis Memre, that Tanekamis says, Umeidim Bishechea Bechotza Shultoya. So Rabbi Yesi says, no, not Umeidim Bishechea Bechotza Shultoya. Bishama is not made to be Sila. But Bishama insists that even Shechea Bechotzer is Tomei, is possible. So Mele and Bisilal say, of course, it's Toya. So Mele and the Paskins, so the Rambam Paskins like Bishamai, because as far as the first memory by Remeya, when Rav Meir says Nimnu v'Robo b'Shamay al b'Silo is concerned, according to the Rambam in Perush HaMishneh in Kappa's translation, so Rav Yesi is not chilek on Rav Meir on that, and Rav Yesi is made that Nimnu v'Robo b'Shamay al b'Silo, but Rav Yesi is chilek on Rav Meir on Tanikame in regard to the other memre, that he says umeidim b'shechia b'chotzer shu'toyer. So he says, Rabbi Yisi says adai machleket b'mkeimu imedes. And then Rabbi Misharshiye says ki b'shech b'miniach b'shecheach b'shas kishorovim. So hakul meidim that is tome. In other words, shechia b'chotzer alibed b'shamay. Alibed Vishamai, so everybody is made Bishas Pizorovim, Shechea Bechotzer, Bishas Pizorovim. Everybody is made even Alibed Vishamai that it's Toya. Even Rabbi Yesi is made and Bishas Kishorovim, so everybody is made that it's possible Alibed Vishamai. Alibed Vishamai, not Alibed Bisila, but we pass like Bishamai. So Mimele, everybody is made that Bishas, that Shechea Bechotzer Bishas Kishorovim, so then Istome is possible. Loinechliko, when is there a machlekes alibed Bishamai between Tanekame and Rabbi Yesi? Tanekame saying that he made him Shechea Bechotzer Shultoya, and Rabbi Yesi saying no, that they are not made b'shechia b'chotzer shu'toya, that b'shamai say it's tomei. That's in the case of shechia b'chotzer b'shas kishrovim v'nispazru v'chozru v'niskashru. So then the Tanekame says that it's the Tanekame says that it is toya. And Rabbi Yesi says that it's Tomei Alibed Bishamai. Now let's see the Rosh Narambam again. So v'chein aminiach ezakirin b'chotzer b'shaski shorovim v'nismalo amayim shebem psurim shalidayti nismalo v'chein gozra l'ashechia b'chotzer b'shaski shorovim mishuminiach הניחם בחוצר בספיזרובים, ובו רובים ונשמר להרים לקשרים, כמו שמניחם בריש אגב ונגמון, וכן אם הניחם בעסקי שרובים, ונספזרו וחוזרו ונזקשרו, ונשמר להרים לקשרים, ונשופרו מקופן המים עניק מנקשרים. All right, now let's see the Keset. It's a very long Keset Mishneh. And the Keset Mishneh mentions his own pshat, and then he mentions Chuvas Chabavron, Nishal Rambam, his pshat. But actually, it seems that the Kesef Mishne had the regular version that we have, and Chabavron, Nishal Rambam had the Madure Basra of the Rambam, Kapach's version. We'll see that. Halacha Dalim Kesef Mishne. ומאש קוספית רבין אמניח קילן תחסצינה מישנה פרית אולד מקוויס אמניח קילן תחסצינה פייסלן סמיק ואחת אמניח ואחת השכיח כדיבר בשמה בסילר מתארם בשכיח אומר רב מאיר נינו ורובו בשמה בסילר ומדים בשכיח בחוצה של תויה אומר רב יסי עדיין מחלקת ממקימו ומדס ומאי זול פרקם לשבס ויתמר עלו אומר רב נשאר שיד ורב אמרה הכל מיידים בשביל ניחום בשעסקי שאוהבים תנאים, בשעסקי שאוהבים דברי הכל תהירים, לא ינח לי כל שביל ניחום בשעסקי שאוהבים, ונספזרו וחוזרו ונסקשו. מר סובה בוט למחשבתי, ומר סובה לא יבוט למחשבתי, ופיר שרשי תחס הציני, שקובי ורבסייף חוקיקי, להמשך מים למקווה תישוב אינו נפסל אבל הכלים פייסלים משום שאינו מתארים בשוכח ולחושב שאיבה הויל ולא ילקח נסחב בחוצר שלוי תחס הציניה ונשמאלי מן הנטבים ונופלו למקווה שהוא טויה במניח תחס הציניה ובשעימיכון בשעסקי שרובים והכי נספזרו ושוכון כי דמוקל לקמון הוא דפליגדי דיגול דייטי שרוצו שוי מנשנס רשת פשט שרוצו שייפלו לסייכי ומשום פיזו רובים לבוטל מחשבתי רשינו אבל מניע בחוצר ואפילו בשעסקי שרובים ונספזרו למוכר מחשבתי כמייסי שפר מיקורי הילקח בוטלו נמכינו עם הלד מניח תחס הציניה בקישרובי לא ימינו ורובו עליהם לבטל דיבר ביסילר לא יחוזר בהם הניחון דצחש פשט הניחון תחס הציניה בשעסקי שרובי ואיחו קשום עם לובי ויוצר למלאכתי ושוכון דיבר הקל הויל ומתחילו לקח נסחבי איז לא יבוט לו מחשבתי ושוכון דיבר הקל תרם דילקי גלו ידעיתי בוט למחשבתי דכי נספסרו עשר דייתי דיסובה ליד וקשון מיד עד כאן לשני ופרק בייז מקווי אסנן הסייל ששוכח אוציס בידיה ונשמל עם מים עם הוי המים צופן על גב אוף כל שני ישובר ולאו לא ישובר דיבר רב לזר רב ישוע אמא בן כך מכך ישובר המסדר כאן כאן בשיחה בייר ונשמל עם מים אף על פי שבולה הבייר הסמימו והרי זה ישובר ויתניה בתספר פרק שלישי, רב ישוע אינה בן כך, בן כך ובן כך ישובר. רב יסי אינה משום רב ישוע אף יתר ולבד של יתר. כלים אשר יתר ביודו ביארון, פירש הסייר ששוכח אסבר בסיד, והיא ויעשיד באוציץ, ושוכח אוציץ בבייר, ונשמל למים, מהמים צופים על גבי אוציץ, ולחשיבה המים שבשיח יישובים, כיו שמחובור ממקווה, וישה ברועץ, אבל נגביע ואיר המים למקווה נעשו שובים, ואם לא היו צופים נעשו שובים, ורב ישוע סובר אפילו אין המים צופים על גבו, ולחשיב המים שבשיח יישובים, כיו שמחובור ממקווה, וישובר, אבל לא יכווה, דחושב תפיס עשידי אודום, יסה ממניח קנקן לו לנגבום, דהוסום לחשב עליהם לקבלום אילום, ולא יאלום אלו לנגבום, המסדר כאן קנקן בשיח הבאיר, שומו למים כדי שיבלו המים בשיח דפני הקנקנים, ולא יבלו היין שנוסים לשיחון, ונשמל למים שנבלו המים בדכניסיהם, וגם עובו לשיחון עד שנשמל למים, אף על פי שבו להביא מימות, יישובר הקנקנים שהמים שבשיחון מחשיב ישובים, שלוקים שיכנס המים לשיחון. נא, ודברי רבינו תמוהים, מכמה פונים, חודה די משמע שפוסקי בשמי די פסלו במניח תחס הציניה אב בשכיח והמי שובד בסיור פוסקי בשמי ואף אגב דרב מי ירום אמינו ורובו בשמי על בסיור הרב יסי אומר עדיין מחלקת מכימו עם אלס וכאן רב מי ורב יסי הלוח את רב יסי זה סוונקש ואיש שכוס הדמחניח כן מתחס הציניה בכל איסו בכל זמן פסולים תלימה בין שהניחו משעסקי שאובים בין שהניחו משעסקי שאובים פסולים וזה הפך ממה ידעקים לפר כמה לשעבס דהקלמדים בשהניחו משעסקי שאובים שאינטרד and Rashi explains even Tachasatzine HaKomedim so the Rambam is difficult Vei Shehu Maniach Chiluk the Bishaski Shorovim Bishaspi Zorovim Bechotza Veloi Bitzine Uf Zeh Mashma Dichi Amrin Oloi Nechliku Elo Shiniho Bishaski Shorovim Vinispazru Vichozru Vinispazru Mar Sova Botel Machshavti Mar Sova Loi Botel Machshavti Dain Lema Di Bisil Savre Botel Machshavti U Bishamai Savre Loi Batlo Vichim Shehu Zal Pesiki Bishamai מישי קידי, אבל ליפסי גם בזה דפסולים כי בשמי דאמר לי בוטל מחשבתי ואיתו פי מה שהוא זל מיני אחילו דקי שרובים ופיזורם בחוצה מהירה היא בחוצה מהירה בשוחה וכן מיני חמיש אז כי שרובים נספזו וחוזר ונסקשו לא לקוס הבדין השכח ונראה לי מה סודאי מהו זה כסף משתסטר briefly the Kesmishne holds there is one difference between Ravon Rabavrom Bnei Shel Rambam's Pshat and the Kesmishne Pshat in the Rambam. According to the Kesmishne, when Rabbi Yisi says Adai Machleken Bin Kemoi Medes, so Rabbi Yisi is chilek on two members of Rameya. Member number one by Rameya is Nimnu Virobu Bishamay Al Bisir. That Bishamai considered to be Silla, Bishachiach Tachasatzinia. And I mean, Bishilla considered to be Shamai. Originally, Bishil said that Shachiach Tachasatzinia is Toei. So, Bishamai said Tomei. So, in the finale, Bishilla considered to be Shamai, according
to the mayor. One
second. Tachasatzinia, please don't interrupt me. Please do me a favor. So, in other words, that's one machlekes that Rabbi Yisi is chilek on Rameya. Whereas Rameya says that in the finale, Beis Hillel considered to be Shammai in regard to Shechiach Tachas Hatzinia, that it is Tomei. So Rabbi Yisi says, no, they did not concede. That it's still Toya. They said at the end that it's still Toya. That's one machlekes by Rabbi Yisi against Rameya. Then Rabbi Yisi says another memory that made him Bishachia Bechotza Shel Toya, that Bishama is made Bishachia Bechotza Shel Toya to be Sila. So Rabbi Yisi says, no, Adai machlekes in Kemon Eres. Bishama holds that even Shachia Bechotza is done. So there is a double machlekes between Rameya and Rabbi Yisi according to Keset Mishne. That's the gist of the Keset Mishne's pshat. That Rabbi Yisi is chilek on Rameya and two members. Member number one by Rameya is that Bishilel considered to be Shammai in regard to Shechiach Tachas Hatzinia, that it's Tomei. So then Rabbi Yisi says they never considered, Bishilel never considered to be Shammai. Never considered to be Shammai. Then, member number two by Rabbi Meir is, Rabbi Meir, that who made him Bishachia Bechotza Shul Toya, Bishammai is made him Toya. Rabbi Yisi said, no, Rabbi, Bishammai say, even Bishachia Bechotza is Tome. So it's a double machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi. According to the Rabbi Avrom Neishal Rambam, and this is the pshat in the regular Perushan Mishnah, like the Keset Mishnah. The Keset Mishnah obviously had our text of the Perushan Mishnah, not Kapach's. According to Rabbi Avrom Neishal Rambam, had Kapach's manuscript. So, according to Rabbi Avrom Neishal Rambam, and according to Kapach's version, so Rabbi Yisi is not chilek on member number one by Rameya. Rabbi Yisi is only chilek on member number two, which is not even mentioned by Rameya, but by Tanekame, who made him b'shechia b'chotzer, shu toya. He doesn't say ויד אמר רב מאיר, מיידים בשכי בחוסר שטויה. מיידים, who is it? תנקם. But it appears from the Gemara in Shabbos that the Tanakam is Rav Meir. Stam Tanakam is Rav Meir, he's always Rav Meir.
He's
Rav Meir. But the first memory by Rav Meir is spelled out is that it's by Rav Meir. The second memory by Rav Meir is not spelled out, but Stam Tanakam is Rav Meir. So Mele, according to Kappa's translation, and that's how Rav Avraham Mishlaram explains it, that there is only one machlekes between Rav Meir, Tanekame, and Rav Yisi. Only in regard to Shechia Bechosa Shutoya. So the Tanekame, Rav Meir says that Bishama is near to be sealed, Shechia Bechosa is Toya, and Rav Yisi says Bishama is not made to be sealed, Shechia Bechosa is Toya. Is not made it. But in regard to Nimnu Virobu Bishama al Bisirah, so Kappa's translation says Rabbi Yisi is not even Chilik al Rabbi. That's the difference between the Keset Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam and Rabbi Avraham Neishal Rambam's Pshat. And the Keset Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam is based upon our version, and Rabbi Avraham Neishal Rambam's Pshat in the Rambam is based upon Kappa's version. That's what it means. Now let's see again the Lashon of the Keset Mishnah. V'nira leimash rabbeinu zal miforesh d'chi omar Rabbi Yisi adai machlekel m'kimeres polik bein amaydi omar rabnei aninu v'robu b'shama al b'silel bein limaydi omar amaydin b'shenecheya b'chosa shetoya d'isova Rabbi Yisi די בין בי מניח, בין בי שכח, בין תחס הצינר, בין בחוצה, סבר בי שמה ידי פוסל, ובסיר מיתרים בי שכח תחס הצינר, וכל שכים בי שכח בחוצה, ומשום דייקל ניסמה, אספורס, רבי יסי, דיני די תחס הצינר, גוזר בי שמה, שכח אותו מניח, משום דרך לא ניח כלים תחס הצינר לקבל מים, היו כחשי על המגרבי, אבל בחוצה די נמוסו כל כך, להניע בקל לקבל מים, נאי די אוסר במניח להוי לא מגרבי שכח. So we shall make according to Rashi that when Rabbi Yitzi says that Daimi Machlekes, so he has reference to member number one by Rabbi Meir, we understand. But according to the Rambam, that Rabbi Yisi has reference to memory number two by Rabbi Meir also. What's this for? Bishleime Shechiach Tachas Atzinia, so it's exerent. Because usually when a person leaves a Kele Tachas Atzinia, it is with the intention that the rainwater should fill up the Kele. So mainly he's Gezer B'Shechiach. But why should we be gazing by Shechia Bechotzer? After all, usually when a person puts down a pail in the courtyard, it's not to be filled up with rainwater because he doesn't want to hold it, so he puts it down on the ground of the chotzer. So why is it? So he says, "Mishum dikel misma as far as Rabbi Yisi." Nei di tachas atzinia gozum b'shamay shechiyach otu miyach mishum di derech lo miyach kirim tachas atzinia kamo mayim hilu kach shayel nizabey avu b'chotza di nivotzi kol kach lo miyach b'kirim kamo mayim nei di osu b'miyach lo hoyo lo miyach b'shechiyach ulohe eiker af mishar shiye di bein l'rab meya bein l'rab yesi alibe di b'shamay b'kish rovim u'piz rovim tarim ilse dirshi nichon b'shas kish rovim בחוצה, נא תחס הציניה. תחס הציניה, so it's בכל איס ובכל זמן. Under all circumstances, so it is tomo, it is show. But בשכיה, בחוצה, so then he says, הליבד בשמי, so לא חי כרב נשאר ש, בין לרב מאיר, בין לרב יסע, הליבד בשמי, בקיש רובי, ופיז רובים תלי מלסה, דכשיני חומש עסקי שרובים אף על פי שהוא חוצר, דלחת לפני אינפלים, הבין רבי יסי, כי משהו שעסקי שרובים, kachosulirat mein bechoset mishosuli kalia chasenir. ובשם הייתי גזר בציניה שכריח אותו מניח, הוכנמי גוזרו בניח בחוצה בשעסקי שרובין, שכריח אותו מניח. ובסיל עוד לי גזרו בציניה, הוכנמי לי גוזרו, ובניחון בשעסקי שרובין, דברי הקהיל, איתרים, נא דברי הקהיל בשם בסיל, בו דברי הקהיל, רמייר אין רבייסי. ובניחון בשעסקי שרובין, דה הקהיל תרים, תלים עד בין רמייר, בין רבי איסי הליבד, בשמי, איזמי בשמי תויה, ואפילו במניח וכל משכח, לא ינח לכל בשני חמישה סקי שרובים ונספזרו, מר סובה בוטל מחשבתי, כלים לא ינח לכל רמי ורבי איסי הליבד בשמי, אלו בשני חמישה סקי שרובים ונספזרו, מר סובה בוטל מחשבתי, כלים רמי הסובה דמי בשמי דבוטל מחשבתי, ביי, bei Nichon bechotzer natach asesine, bishas kishorovin venispazru vechotzer veniskashru, vafilu bim niachterim, dichibin venispazru ovin asadatei, vihilkach aval pishal ishoch achisterim, vihodi komar ad mea dim meidim bishachiach, lab mishum dili boye di ishi ishkach mamesh, el nispazru ovin koru shichiach, dichshem shashachiach, why? Because is the apparent intention. So Mimele, since apparently Yishecheach sin nispazor arovim, what would an observer say? That Yishecheach, it's not bikavoneh, because he would be crazy to put in chotzer so that it will be filled up when it will rain. It will rain next week, so tachas atzineh, so it's not apparent. But bechotzer, if it's Bishas Pizaranoim, so the apparent intention is not that it should be filled up with rainwater, but why do you leave it? He left it because it was difficult for him to hold it. So, Vilkachav al Pishlo Shachte, Vodi Komarad Mead Meim Shechiach, Lab Mishmili Boish Ishkach Mamesh, El Mispaz Rovim Kor Shechiach, Tichshim Shea Shechiach Homisiyah Daiti Nadovo, But if it had, if it depended upon the actual intention, we should ask him. It doesn't be so. Umar sova loy potu machshat. Klei marab yisi domarat ayin machlek limkeinu mere sova dil bisham aykinu shimia bishas kishorovim afal pishin ispaz loy potu machshavtei hil kachem solim visei vereid rabbeinu da alochik rameya. Why? But Rabbi of Rabbi Yisi is halachic Rabbi Yisi, but the Gemara in Shabbos says that Rav Tarfon is like Rameya. So Mele, it's a machlekes between Rabbi Yisi against Tutanoim. So Mele, the halach is like Rameya and Rav Tarfon, not like Rabbi Yisi. V'hashti miche kolvob, shema shekosa bitachas hatzineh, di b'chol eizu v'chol zman psulim, even b'shas pizorovim, Heine mich um die Sova, die Maide, ich grad mich arsche, die Bishas Pizorov in die Vakotering, Luikoye, so it's not like Rashi Pshat, Hakel made him Bishamay Bisila, but it is reference to Biniya Bechotza Davke, aber Biniya Tachas Hatzina Psulim, mich um die Heine, die Bishamay, die Mishachiach, die Hilchese, Kavisayeli Daitizar, because Nimno Virobu, Nimnu v'robu b'shama el b'sila. Nimnu v'robu b'shama b'sila. And the paskins like Reb Meir, because Reb Meir is has a tiny the Messiah, Reb Tarf. Uba, shikos avachina miniach kirim b'chotza. B'shas kishorovim psulim. V'chein gozor b'shachay achmi v'oi arofi daitizal. Di miforesh di mai di omar av mishar shi hakom meidin. B'shi nichom b'shas kishorovim v'chein. Aminiach l'shachay b'chotza koi. Die Schaski Schrovin Lechotzer, Kizina de Holzmann Dome, Vihreiche de Bizina Gazre, Bishama de Lilches et Avisaye, Hochename Gazre, Bechotzer, Bishaski Schrovin. Umashe Kosafin Lichom Bechotzer, Bishaski Schrovin Kscherin, Livue Alpise, Daheine Domer Rab Misharshie, Bishaski Schrovin, die Verhakoterin, Dafel Lishoch Achname Terin. Die Chiden, die Chotzeru, und wie Schaß Pizorowim, habe ich mich in Nichon Brisha Gagel in Nagom, die Chol Gagel mit Heer. Und Masche Kossab, וכיינו ניחום שעסקי שרובים ונספזרו וחוזרו ונזקשו קשרים, גם זה שם מבואי הביק. אל פידאיתי זל, רב נשאר שיהיה, he applies the machlekes between Rab Meir and Rab Yossi in bishchea bechotzer in bishaskishrovim v'nispazru v'chosru v'niskashru. So the Rab Meir sovad nispazru ovim meide bishamay gdotl machshavte v'avikin nichom bishaspizrovim v'terim v'chol gavne, and mainly he paskens like Rab Meir and Rab Tarfon against Rab Yossi. So that's why he paskens v'chayni minichom bishaskishro v'iskishrovim ונספזרו וחוזרו ונסקשרו ונסמל מנערינו צ'רים וכך הולו דיבר רבינו כהגן וכבר הלו רבינו דייתי זה בפירוש המשנה which פירוש המשנה our version so it's ממש our version is like because משנה פשט אוכן not kapas that is מדור הבס אוכן דבורף סתומים וחסומים דיבאו שיטס הלוכה ולוכה נערכתי להיציא להיר משפוט עם דייסם. So that is in conformity to our version of the Persian. So that means that the Rambam paskens like a mayor and a half against Rabbi Yossi. אך הקים את שוסי לרב ואברום בני של רבינו שכוסה וזה לשני. מהלושן עצמי אתה לא מעט. שלא נחליקו תניקמי ורבי יסי, אלא בשכיה בחוצה, שכך אומר תניקמי, המניח כלים תחס הציני, אומר רב מאיר, נמנו ורובו בשמה על בסילה, ולא יפוליק רב מאיר על רבי יסי בזה. There is no מחלקס. וחוזה תניקמי ואומר, ומדים בשכיה בחוצה שהוא טועה. The Tanakhama is also Rameya because the Gemara refers, in Shabbos refers to Rameya. But Stam Tanakhama is Rameya. But since the Rameya doesn't spell it out in the Mishnah Beferesh, only the first member of Rameya spells out his name. But in the second member, the Umeidim Bishachia Bechosa Shetoya, the Mishnah doesn't spell out refers to him as Tanakami. But Tanakami is Rameya and Rabbi Yossi. So on that Rabbi Yossi is Chilek. The Republic Rameya al Rabbi Yossi was a Vechosa Tanakami Roma or made him Shechia Bechosa Shutoya. Claim a Liklige Bishama al Bisil Bishachia Bechosa. The Republic Rameya al Tanakami was a Aval Polik Rabbi Yossi al Tanakami Bishudoma Adaim Machlekin in Kimomeris. וכשם שנחליקו בשמי ובסילה בשכיה תחס הציניה, כך נחליקו בשכיה בחוצה. ואילו היה הדובר כמו שאולו הליפחו, שרבי יסי חיליק רבמיה, בנימנו ורובו בתחילו, הבו ילך להגיד, כך לא יצורך לה. אומר רבמיה, נימנו ורובו בשמי ובסילה. ורבי יסי אינר, עדיין מחליק לבקימי. Why did he leave? Why did he wait? Until he mentioned the other memre by the Tanakhama by Rameya, and then he said Rabbi Yossi. Apparently Rabbi Yossi is only chilek on the second memre of Rameya, but not on the first memre of Rameya. V'amai shosi katana machlekes Rabbi Yossi mishon piskon umeidim shunyan acher v'shekoshe o. So everything is fine, but there is one difficulty against the Bavon's Pshat. And the Bavon's Pshat in the Rambam is in conformity to Kappa's translation. You see it. So you see that this is how the Rambam explains. Tanakame Rabbi Yossi doesn't even mention Rameya's name because the Rameya's name is not mentioned in connection with the second memory. Umeid in Yishchiyah B'chotzah Shul Torah, he doesn't say Omar Rameya. He says Omar Rameya say נימנו ורובו ונימנו ושמה על בסירה אומר רבייה but not אומר רבייה that made him בישכיה בחוסר של תויה it just says תנקם it is רבייה because סתם תנקם is רבייה but it refers to him as תנקם so everything is fine but there is one difficulty about forms of Shabbat because the Gemara in Shabbat says the Gemara is exploring What are the 18 Gzeiros? So the Gemara mentions one Gzeir, another Gzeir, Vidoch, another Gzeir of the Chesdova Miniach Keli. So then the Gemara says, Ul Rabbi Yisi Dioma Machlekes Adayim Kemo Imedes Batzulu. So that's okay according to Rabbi Meir, who says that Chozru V'Robu V'Bishamay Al Bisila, that Bisila considered to be Shamay. So you have, so this is Haloch, is one of the Chesdova, but according to Rabbi Yisi, apparently Rabbi Yisi is Chilikan and Rabbi Meir's memory that Chozru V'Robu. But Rabbi Avrom says the Kol Daram is not chilek. That's a very strong kash, very strong kash. So let's see. That's the only deicha. Oh, v'shekoshe al zeh apeirush midakshinum bigmore hinich el Rav Meir el Rav Yisi choscholu kushi yofi. That's a strong kash. Avlikel itzrutzim, but we can be miyashit. Lidachino Lishina Mishne Umishanin Mishanin on Surasinian Bezakush. It's not such a strong cash. It's a cash. It's not such a strong cash. The Ikelimema Hoyo Milse de Kalin Psyche Bitsinia with the Hotzer Hode Midrobo Vihode Mideido the Remea Lipolik Altanekame the Maiden Bishamai Bishehea Behotzer. Umlipolik alei kavosei si alei ulfichoch choshav alibi remeya haimas nisim minyone el rabies diomad milse di keilin loy psike do bechotzer ike machleikes litvorov lo yochel mimne miniach keilin. So what he is saying, it sounds like a derecha, but it's not a derecha. He says like this. The Mishnah mentions Yutches Dvorim that Chozru V'Robu Bishamai Bisila, because there are Chlal Bisila L'Orov and Bishamai D'Chachm Bishamai. But in certain Takonis, in certain Machlekes in between Bishamai and Bisila, so the bulk of Chachmai Bisila considered to Bishamai. So Mimele Bishamai became a rov, because the bulk of Chachmei Bisila considered Bishamai doesn't mean that everyone of Chachmei Bisila considered to Bishamai. There were a few Chachmei Bisila who insisted, who did not consider to Bishamai, but the bulk of Chachmei Bisila in Yitches Machlekesin considered to Bishamai. So Mele Bishamai became a rov. So in order to be mentioned in the Yitches Dovo, so it has to be something where the Chachmai, where the bulk of Chachmai Bisilel considered unolded and the whole subject matter of the Machlekes. Now, what was the original subject matter of the Machlekes? The original subject matter. The subject matter of the Machlekes included a Miniach, Mishecheach, Tachas Atzineir, and Shecheach Bechotz. They discussed both Inyonim. Two Inyonim were discussed. The subject matter of the Machlekes between Bishamai and Bisila had two items. Item number one, Shecheach Tachas Atzineir. Item number two, Shecheach Bechotze. Originally, they discussed both, and there was a Machlekes. Originally, there was a Machlekes in regard to both Inyonim, Shecheach Tachas Atzineir and Shecheach Bechotze. So originally, Bishamai said, according to Rabbi Yisi, so originally, Bishamai said that Bein Shecheach Tachas Atzineir, Bein Shecheach Bechotzea, so is Poshut, Ishov. And Bisilel said originally that Bein Shechia Bechotzer. And in even Shechia Tachazatzina is done. Is done. Then, at the end, so be the bulk of Chachmei Bisilel considered to be Shammai in regard to Shechiach, the bulk of Chachmei Bisilel considered to be Shammai in regard to Shechiach Tachas Atzina. They considered, but not in regard to Shechia Bechotzer. Shechia Bechotzer, they didn't concede, you see. They didn't concede. Mashenkin, according to Rav Meir, so he says that two things, Rav Meir says. Number one, that Bishamai, that Bistilel, at the end, conceded to Bishamai in regard to Shechia Tachasatzineya, that it's possible, and that they both agreed, Bishama and Bisilel agreed in regard to Shechia Bechotzer. So that means, some Mele the Gemara says, Bishleime according to Rameya, so this Machlekes that originally discussed two Inyonim, one Inyon of Shechia Tachasatzineya, and one Inyon Shechia Bechotzer. And then at the end they conceded there was full agreement between Bishama and Bisilel in both Inyonim, because in regard to Shechia Bechotzer, so Bishama agreed to Bisilel. In regard to Shechia Tachasatzineya, so Bisilel agreed to Bishama. So Mimele it can be mentioned in the list of the Chesdavah, because the list of the Chesdavah in the Mishnah says, V'zeechot Mishmini Asat Vorin, Shegozro Ba'aliyas Cheski Ben Gorin Ba'aliyeh. So it includes only those things where Bisilel, where there was at the end full agreement, unanimity between Bishama and Bisilel in regards to all the items discussed. So according to Rav Meir, it can be included in the Cheshbon, because there is, according to Rav Meir, in the finale there was no machlekes between Bishama and Bisilel, because insofar as the question of Shechia Bechotzer is concerned, so Bishama agreed with Bisilel that it's toya. In connection with Shechia Tachasatzineya, so Bisilel agreed to Bishama that it's tome. So there was full agreement in regard to the whole subject matter of Machlekes. So Mimele it's included in the Chesm of the Chesdavah. Mashenkin according to Rabbi Yisi, true. There was an agreement according to Rabbi Yisi at the end in regard to the item of Shechiyach Tachasatzineya, but in regard to the item of Shechiyach Bechotzer, included in the Cheshbon of the Chesdavah, because when the Mishnah mentions 18 takones that Bisham, that there was agreement between Bishama and Bisilel, so it includes only takones in cases where there is full, in the end there was full agreement between Bisham and Bisilel. According to Rav Meir, so there is full agreement between Bishama and Bisilel in regard to Shechia Bechotzer, so Bishamai agreed with Bisilel that it's Toyer. In regard to Shechia Tachasatzineya, Bisilel agreed with Bishamai that it's Tomei. So Mele, there was full agreement. So it can be included in the Cheshbon of the Chesdavah, because all the other Yudches Machlekes in the end, there is full agreement between Bisham and Bisil. Mashiach can only be the Rabbi Yisi. True, there was an agreement in regard to Shachriah Tachas Atzineya, but there is no agreement between Bisham and Bisil in regard to Shachriah Bechotza, because according, even at the end, so according to Bisil, Shachriah Bechotza, Shechia bechotzer is toyer, and shechia tachas atzina is tome. So memeira, it's not analogous to the concession that was made by the Bisil to Bishamai in the other machlekes. So that's what he says. So he said, now let's see again. Losh bishekoshal zeh peyush. Midakshim bigmori nichel remeir al rabbeise choschol ukushi yofi avulikeli tzutzev lidachino loshna mishne umshaninam tzuros hainim bezua kushi diikel meina hoilu milse dikeilin psike pizineer uvichodza chodem midirobu vichodem midaydir remeir lipolik al tanekame dimeidim bishamay bishachia bichodza umlipolik ali kavosi sviralei uficha choshab alibid remeir haimas nis minyone El Rabbi Yisi, it cannot be included in the minion of Tiches. The Omar, the Milse, the Kalim, the Psyche, the Bechotzer, the Machlekes. So there is no, even in the finale, there is no agreement between Bisham and Bisila. So it's unlike the other 17 Machlekes, where in the end there was full agreement between Bisham and Bisila. But in this machlekes, even in the end, there was no full agreement. There was still a disagreement in regard to Shechiah Bechotza. So maybe it's not analogous to the other 70 machlekes. That's why the Gemara had to mention another takon, another among the Yitzchazdom. This is now, all right. It's very complicated and confusing, but if you go over the Loshen of the outtext in the Perusha Mishneh, you'll see that the Kesef Mishneh's Pshat is based upon our version. And if you go over Kapach's translation, you'll see that our form Rishon Rambam is based upon the one is in Madure Kame and one is in Madure Pas. All right. Now, Tuesday, I'm not going to New York next week and the following week. So, Mele, Tuesday, there'll be an extra shift. Very little time left. So, I'll just, last Friday, we discussed the Shittas Rambam in Mishnah Aleph. Very complicated, according to the Kesef Mishneh's Pshat and according to Rav Avraham Mishneh Rambam Pshat, actually storing the two versions of the Perush HaMishneh. You know, it's not that one is wrong and one is not wrong, but it's two Madures. So this Mishneh's Pshat is based on our Madure, and Rav Avraham Mishneh Rambam is based upon the Madure Basra, which is Kapach's Madure. All right. Now, I just want to go over the other Mishnahs we in Perek Daled, just with the Rav. And we'll mention, in conjunction with the Rav, but not Perush, the Shittas HaRishonim. But the primary objective is just to finish Perek Daled with the Rav, but not. Haminiach Tavle, Tachas Hatzineir. If he places a tablet is something flat. So, usually it's flat. It has no rims, a tablet. So, if he put a flat tablet, under the tzineya, so the water goes down on the tablet, so it doesn't become shov. In order to become shov, it has to enter a kli kibul. But a flat tavle without rims, without la levas vazel, so is not to be skibul. But, however, if it has la rims, that this is a flat tavle, and then it has rims like this, you know, on all four sides, so then it's a biskibble. So then if the water goes through that tablet that has rims on all four sides, so it's a biskibble, so it really choked. Im yeshvoli vasves piseles es amikvi. Piseles es amikvi. What does it say in yeshvoli vasves? After all, one rim will not make it a biskibble, because of what avail is one rim. But the water, it can't keep the water there, even for one moment. It will go out only if it has full asbazin. So it's livazves is a collective term. It means sometimes certain words are used in the singular and in the plural, but in the plural it's a collective. It's a number of lasbazin. Im yesh lo livazves piseles samik vim lav, if it has no rims, so it's no biskibble, so it doesn't pass the mikveh. Vim lav ine piseles samik. Zok for liduach bin kach in piseles samikveh. Even if it has livazvazin, let's say a box has livazvazin, but suppose you invert it on the other side, and then you put it, you know, if you have a box and you put it on the flat side, not the side that has the tear, so it wasn't erected, it wasn't set up, there are basically bullets. So it's like a flat piece of wood. What's the difference? You take, let's say, the drawers, you know, that's a box with full asbazin. But suppose you invert the drawer.
Turn it upside down.
Upside down. And you put it under the tzine, yeah. So then it's like a tablet. So there's the other din in the Mishnah. Zok for liduach. Why should he do this such a thing? It's crazy. I mean, why does he turn it upside down? But he wants that it should be rinsed with water. The other side. Some mele bin kach in episode samik. The Rav. Haminiach tavle tachas atzine. Lehamshich hamayim lemikve. Im yesh bo livazves sofos sovit midalet ruchuseo kidei shiyir lo biskibu pisales samikve. The havali maim shuri. So he says sofos sovit midalet ruchuseo. In other words, it's not one livazves, but it's four livazvazim. And livazves is a collective word. The pisales hamikve, the havali maim shuri. But the question is, thou, let's forget about the tavle, but the tzinah itself, the water went through the tzinah. So, that is also a keile. The answer is, umitzin, ushim tzinah lahave mifsul mikveh, dimayre bitzinah shekovei velipseif hokikei, kiri parishes. So, in other words, actually, could explain the Mishneh, that the tzinah has no teich, has no biskibul, let's say a regular pipe, if it's open on both sides, so the water goes through one end and comes out to the other, it can't contain water, it can't, some mele, it's not a biskibul, but many times a tzinah has certain engravings, certain gumes, that's a chkak, so then it has a biskibul, let's say many times. So they deliberately construct a certain cavities or engravings in the pipe in order that the chips, because water has many chips, so it seems like a sifter, like a strainer. So they engrave engravings in the pipe, mimele, with so the chips that are in the water fall down into the engravings, and mele the water goes through, sifted, so that is called the tzinah shechokikei b'seichei chkak kidei likabel tzores. So mele, so the usually the tzinahim had such a chkak in the tzinah in order to separate the chips from the water. So it was used like a sifta dechkak. Some milik has a biskibu. So that's why the Rabbi Bert Nore says, Mishum tzina lehave mifl b'mikve, di mayre b'tzina shekoviv lifshiv chokike. So it's mechuba. But suppose it hadn't been covered, suppose you it hadn't been installed in the karaki, it hadn't been installed in the case of Abayis, just placed on the karaki, so then it would be possible, Mishum Shov, not because of the tzinner itself, because the tzinner is not a biskibul, since it's open on both sides, the Rash says all that. But so in other words, you can explain the Mishnah in two ways. Either the Mishnah which says has reference to a tzinner that is open on both, every tzinner is open on both sides and has no engravings, no cavities to be mikabel tzcheiris. So mainly it's not a biskibul. If you have a regular pipe, so doesn't contain the water, because the water comes in at one end and it comes out at the other end. It doesn't keep the water unless you are seizing both openings, you know. So then it's a biskibul. But if you're not seizing both openings, so here there is an opening and here at the end, at the other end, there is an opening. So water comes in through here and goes out through here, so it's not a biskibul. Some melee doesn't have to be applied to a case where the pipe was installed in the kark. Even if it was just placed on the kark, it doesn't become possible mishachov because it has no biskibul. But since bisman hamishne, so usually the tzineira is hedech kark to be mikabel tzreiris. They didn't have strainers. Today we have strainers, you know, so that strains it, but they didn't have, I mean, they could have had it, but they didn't have it. That was the mitzvah. So mele, in order to separate the chips from the water, they used to dig certain engravings in the karka of the tzinea. So mele, all the chips would fall down and the water would go through. The water would go through. So mele, if it has engravings, if it has a chak, so then it is a biskibul. So it couldn't be applied to a pipe that is just placed in the form of tolish on the carcass. So then it would become shol. So then it has to be applied to the case where first he installed the pipe before the engravings were made. And then he made engravings. So tziner shechokike lipseif kovei. So the halacha is any water that goes through that tziner does not become shov, even though we paskin the tolush lipseif chibre is have a tolush. So mele it should become shov because it's considered like tolush, even though right now it's installed in the karke, but originally it was tolush. Some mele, so it should still become shov. So the Gemara in Mor Basra says, since shuvim is the rabbonon, some mele in the case of kovil lisif chokike, so it's not considered a stosh. But in the case of chokike filip seif kovei, since it had a shem kele the tosh, then it's considered shov, even though the psul of shov from the rabbon. But in the case of chokiki lipseif kovei, so it never had the halation kele while it was tolish. When can it have a halation kele after it is installed in the karka or in the wall? So then it's already mechuber. So since shuvim is the rabbon, so in the case of chokikei and kovei b'lisif chokikei, we say it's not a din of tolish. But in regard to the raises, it has a din of tolish, and it is mikabel tumah. So the Gemara says, "Daf hayetzei mina, Davshal Nachtemi, you know, the bakers. So they, when they take out the bread from the oven, they want to put it on a certain daf. And the daf, so the daf is thrust into the kesel, and the big daf comes out from the kesel, and on that daf, on that bin, so they put the hot breads. So the Gemara in Basra, that Samachov, Samazayan says, it is Mikabel Tomei. Why is it Mikabel Tomei? Why is it Mikabel Tomei? After all, it is Mechuber. The answer is because a Pshuti Kleitz is Mikabel Tomei. There are Bonon, but it's Mikabel Tomei. And since it's Tolshul Sif Hebrei, so Mimele, it's considered like Tolushes Mikabutome, and it has no biskibul, but Shidikle is also Mikabutome. Certain Shidikle, there are clothing, not all Shidikle, but certain Shidikle are Mikabutome, Mirabonohalapohes. So, even though it never had the Shemkele Bitolush, because Kabbalah too. So it is Mikabel Tumi. It is Mikabel Tumi, that's the Gemara in the Basra.
We're talking about the beans.
The beans that is thrust in the wall, and he puts the bread, the hot bread, on it. There's one slip of the tongue that I had. You see, I said a daf shal nachteini shaleitz, because pshutik leitz is mikabel tume midrabon. That's the havamin of the Gemara in Bobas. Before the Gemara came to the conclusion that in regard to shov, since shov is midrabon, so then we don't say tolosh lisif ribri have a tolosh, because it's only the Rabbanon. But so the question of the Gemara is the Kashi, so why do Chachomim say Daf Shal Nachteim Shekovi B'Kesel is Chachomim Mitami? Tell me why it's told Shal Seif Hebrei, but it never had a Shem Kele B'Tolush. But Pshutik Leitz is Mikabutum Midrabbanon. But when it's a question of Midrabbanon, so then we say Tolush Lisif Chibrei is Lo Yavet Tolush. So the Gemara says in Maskone that the Mishnah of Daf Shal Nachteinim does not have reference to a Daf Shal Eitz, because Pshutik Leitz is only Mikabel Tumei Midrabono, not Midraise, but it has reference to Daf Shal Matres. Pshutik Limatres is Mikabel Tumei Midraise. So it's not a question of the Rabbanon, it's a question of the Rabbanon, but the Raise. So the Gemara says, Bidaf Shal Matres, and Mimele the Rabbanon say that it's Mitkabel Tome. Why? Because the Rabbanon hold that Tolush Losef Hebrei is Ave Tolush, even though it never had Hishem Kile B'Tolush here, it still doesn't have Hishem Kile. Because now it certainly couldn't have, because it's mechuber, but pshutik lematres is mikabutum midaraisi. So why do we say it's in here shechokikiv lipseif kovei? So it's not shov, because shuvim is mirabon. So then it means, according to the rishonim, that kulei shov, Ube Shov is in the Raise, so then it's in a Shachokiki with Safe Kovei,
Sif Kovei, so would be possible. Even though he didn't, it was hot Sif Kovei, and he didn't have Ishem Kila Bitoz. Because in the case where it's Rubi Shof, if Chafalef saw water went through that Tzinea that was hot Sif Kovei, according to the Shenin, that Rubi Shof is possible with the Raises, then it would be possible. But when the only mute of the Memso went for the Tzinea, that was Choki Kevlif Seif Kovei, even though it has a biskibul, because it has a chkak to mikabul tzcheireis, so it's not possible. This is what the Rav says. So in Pisales Samikve Havle Maim Shuvim Umishum Tzineya Lo Yehave Mifsum Mikve Dimayere Bitzina Shekovri Seif Chokike Ekit Parishis. But then if we apply the Mishneh to a Tzineya that is not installed in the Karake, then we have to say that this Tzineya has no Chkak, has no engravings, so then it couldn't be Pasel anyway, because it has no Biskibul. Why? In other words, in order that Mayim should become Shov, so one requirement is that he should have a biskibul. Second requirement is, prerequisite is, that it should be set up with the biskibul. Not if it is set up in an inverted manner, so then it wasn't set up there biskibule. So again, the water that goes over the surface is a flat surface, it has no biskibule. Now the next mission, hachete bitzineya likabel tzreiris bishaleitz kolchev. Now, we didn't go over the Rash inside, but I explained what the Rash says. The Rash says that this Mishneh can be applied in two ways. Either to a chkak, that the tzina that has no chkak, so then it's kosher, because it has no biskibul. And if the Mishneh is reference to a tzina that has a chkak, because usually Bismana Mishneh, the Tzineirim had a chkak in order to be mikabel the tzreiris, the chips. So then it has to be applied to the case of chokike liseif kovei, not kovei vilipseif chokike. This is what the Rash says. Now the next Mishneh. Hacheitin bitzineya likabel tzreiris, bishaleitz kolcho. Here the Mishneh discusses. Suppose he makes engravings in the tzineya. To do so, the Rav dot Nora says derech tzineli is posuach beit stodim. Some mele in pesul samikve Elohim kin chokal bechak miat ki delikabel tzreira is hamakvim tihilu hamayim. So then it has a kibiskim. So then it should become shov. But if it's installed in the karke, so it doesn't become. Because Chok Kilisif Kovei, since he didn't have Ishem Tolush, Ishem Kele, Chalishem Kele Bitolush, so we don't say Havek Tolush, but then it's Havek Mechuda. So here, how does it become Shov? So this Mishneh is reference to the case not of Kovei Lisif Chokikei, but Chokikei Lisif Kovei. So then, even on the Rabbonon level, So it considered a stolish. The Chachomim only said that when it's a question of the Rabbonon, so Kovel is if Chokike is loyavik etolish. But here the Mishneh has referenced the case of Chokike lives with Kovel. Kisha Chokike lives with Kovel ayre. Hoyul hoyul of Teraskli kisha yotolish harayamayim haivrim beishuvim hen upeislen esamik. So how much of a biskibul does it require in order to parcel the water that passed through it? A shove? Any kabel tzreiris kolchev. לקבל סחירס קודשי, ובשל חרס רביס, ובשל חרס, סו איז רביס, מה שאין כי, בי חרס, סו איז קנסידר טיביס קיבל, אונלי איף איט קן בי מקבל, איף דה ביס קיבל, הז רביס, ביס קיבל איז הז רביס. So, so there's a difference between a chkak shel eitz and the chkak shel cheres. If the chkak is shel eitz, so then, so because so it is hezech shivis, a kibul kosho. Why? So the. The Mefarshim explain it very well. I mean, because usually a tzina shaleis, so you have to scrape it. You scrape it. So then, when you scrape it, you have many chips there. So mele is very important to have a chak, because there it's very rarely will you find a tzina shaleitz that shouldn't have many chips, you know, in the water, because you keep on scraping it off, you know, to make it smooth. So mele, you can't clean it. It's not so easy, you know, to clean out all the chips. So no matter, even if you clean out, remove the chips from the pump, from the wooden pipe, so many chips remain. So it's important to have a chkak in order to that the chip should fall in. So even if it's a chkak also, it fulfills a very important function, because on a practical level, it was very important to have a chkak in the tzina shaleitz. Otherwise, all the water would be mixed up with chips. So usually you didn't even have any pieces, you know, any chips there, you know, because some mele when does a chkak have chives? If it can be, if the kibble is a revis, but if it's a mashu, it's not so important. But by tzina shaleitz, it has a functioning purpose in having any chkak. Now, briefly, in shaleitz, so chkak kolsho has chives. In cheres, chkak kolsho has no chives. So, b'shaleitz kolsho, u'vishal cheres revis, Rabbi Yisei meir av b'shal cheres kolsho, v'yomu revis al b'shivret cheres. Now, this is a Mishneh in Kelim, King Kelim, the base of Kelim, Mishneh base. So there the Mishneh says in the base of Kelim that by Kli Cheres, a complete Kli Cheres, so even if it has a kibul of a mashu, he is mikabutum. But when do we say that Kli Cheres, only if it has a kibul of a revis, a bis kibul of a revis is mikabel tome. But if it has a bis kibul of less than a revis, if less than a revis is the volume of chotzi beitzo. But suppose the bis kibul is only a fifth of a beitzo, so then, so it's also mikabel to me, because it's considered to be skibul by kvicharas. Even culture, even if the skibul is less than a revis. But when do we require for kabbalas to me a skibul of a revis shiver kvicharas? Because there is aloha that shiver kvicharas are also mikabel to me, a fragment of a kvicharas. Of a heretofore Kli Cheres, suppose you had an earthenware vessel, and then it broke, But a fragment of it has a biskid, you know, a biskid. So the fragment of a klicheres is mikabel tume if the fragment has a biskibul of a revis. But if the fragment has a biskibul of less than a revis, it's not mikabel tume. Mashein kein, if the kele is a complete kele, not a broken kele, so then even if the biskibul is a mash less than a revis, it also has a chshives as mikabel tume. So this is why Rabbi Yisi says, Yisrael Kantane Kame, and Kame says that in order to passel the water that goes through the tzinah, so only the b'dechtak in the tzinah shel cheres has a biskibul of a reviz. But if it has a biskibul of less than a reviz, so then Tanekame says it's not considered as a biskibul, and the water that goes through it does not become shov. But ligabi kabolas tume, the aloha is, and Tanekame is also made in the base of Kaling, that an unbroken klicheres, even if it has a biskibul less than a reviz, has the chshivas of a kele is mikabel tumah midaraisa. So why, if it's mikabel tumah midaraisa, so it should it make the water that passes through that tzinea that has a small biskibul into shov? This is what Rabbi Yisi says. Rabbi Yisi me'avish acheres kolchu le'omu reviz elo b'shivli t'cheres. The question is, but it's a good timing. So that's Rabbi Yisi. But the Chachom Tanekame is Chelik and Rabbi Yisi. And do we pass on like the Chachom? Why are the Chachom Chelik and Rabbi Yisi is a strong timing? The Chachom himself, Tanekame himself, is made that the Gabi Kabbalah Stume. Ligabi Kabbalah Stume, so then if it's an unbroken klicheres, even a small biskibul is mikabel tume. But so why does he say it will not become shov unless it's a big biskibul that it has the size of reviz? Achene says, "We hold it non per judzayin the kelim hoesek lekibul mikol mokim tamei afe b'cholshu." And even the kibul is a cholshu, only shivrek lecheres. So then has is mikabul tume only if it has a biskibul, if the fragment has a biskibul of reviz. Vili maflid beneath lecheres. Hosom bistam sherol limargol yesachas v'hochad b'miyar v'little tzchereis kol chad lifim masherol likach misharim. So he says, in other words, there it means, it has reference to Ikvichares that wasn't dedicated and in which a mashuk biskibul was engraved and it wasn't set aside for tzreiris. But stam, so we say, he can put in a margolius, a small pearl. Suppose he wants to put a small pearl, less than a reviz, it's not even a tenth of a reviz, maybe not even a 20th of a reviz. So he could place the margolius achas in that biskibul. So since the chkak was not dedicated, was not set aside at the very outset for a special purpose, but for anything. So since a mashu biskibul can be mikabel margolis achas, can be mikabel, let's say, needles, small objects, some militaries of Shivas. Mashenkin here the engraving was constructed deliberately and exclusively to contain to the Mikabel Tzreiris. Some military Kame says, if it was constructed, it was set aside for people of Tzreiris, then it has to be capable of containing the number of Tzreiris, not just one chip. When the base kibble was not set aside for a certain purpose, but for general, so you could put there anything, you could put in Margolius also, some militias chives, but here it was, the engraving was made deliberately to contain tzreiris, so only if it's capable of containing many tzreiris, but if it's capable to contain just one little chip, so then it doesn't have the chives of Ikele and Mimele, it, the water that goes through it, according to Nekame, does not become so. So Rabbi Yisinav, Shacheres Kol Shulom, Levi Yisal, Bishivri Klicheres, Hoyu Tzcheres Mislach Lechem, Bishaychei, Peislen, Samikve. Then another question. Suppose you made an engraving. Let's say the engraving is as large as a Revis. So it has a biskib. But then a number of Tzcheres keep on falling into it and shaking into it. So we could argue that now the biskibul is less than a revis because it's filled up with the tzreiris. So the question is whether the fact that the number of tzreiris fall and they keep on moving, you know, out and inside, you know, so then is it mivatl the biskibul or it's not mivatl biskibul? So the halach is paceless amit, because inasmuch as the tzreiris shake inside the cavity and they don't stick in one place, so it's not mivatal the cavity. So the cavity is there, some mele, it's still a biskibu. But suppose you fill it up with sand, then it sticks there. It doesn't keep on shaking. And if it shakes, so a few particles of sand will shake away, but the bulk of the sand will remain there and fill up the cavity. So mainly it's mivatal the cavity, so there is no more biskibul. It is just as if you had a echkak and then you put a patch and you stopped it and you filled up the cavity. So offer, since it stays there, so it's mivatal the cavity, so there is no more biskibul. So mele, the water that goes through it, it does not become shol. Now let's see the Rav. יום רביעי סוד שני אחרת, דף בלחס להשם נשבע בין שאשר אמר זאת רביעי, אבל מתחילו עושה אפילו כל שהוא חושב כלי, ואין הלוכת רבי יסי, נסלח לכם מסגל ובין בסיר ביסקיבו, שנדוקים ביף על פי שנשמה לבן, אל מסנא אני מלך ואילך, לא שנצחה לכל המעל כושר ושיקים. פייס לנס עמיק ולנסבט לקבולי, יורד לסיכם ביסקיבולי, אופה פניר בש, So since the offer settles in the kak, so merely it's mevatel the cavity, it fills up the cavity, so no more biskibu. She offer migdal v'nasim huda ki ofe, v'amayim levim olof, targum v'msilo nale, v'yeirach kvishe, so in other words, kvishe means settled, nisak, is kosher the income biskibu, now another halachim mishnah. Silen should so me can me can for auch if me no enza in a peso mit me so naso mi kabole so the third thing in other words in order that my should that go for a certain kele should become shov so there are several prerequisites number one it has to have a biskibul number two even if it has a biskibul, but if it's inverted, it's not set up with the teich, so it doesn't become shov. Number three, even if it is set up biskibule, but if the kibul was not constructed in order to serve as a mikabul, it just happens. So mele, it does not have ishem kele. And that's the aloche in Kabbalah Stuma also. You know, we see, we'll find certain Jews who consider themselves poskim because they attended Afayom Mishir. So if they see you, if they see that before Sukkot you buy bamboo sticks, you know, bamboo sticks. So bamboo sticks are hollow. So they say, no, you can't use it for spach. It has a biskibul, it's hollow, but it's a toy. Bamboo sticks can be used for sichot, because just as the Mishnah says here, ligabe maim shuvim, that even if something has a biskibul, but if the biskibul was not deliberately constructed by men in order to contain, so then it's not a kele and the mind is not chov. So there is a mission in kiln also. The gabi kapola stume. In other words, something like it bamboo sticks. It's it. Now, kliyeitz midraise is only mikapol tume if it has a teich, if it has a kele. Pshute kliyeitz. So in certain situations, mikapol tume mirabon. But midraise certainly not. So how about sticks are not mekabel tumim midraise, the rabbanan is shaila, but midraise, that means not only it has to be misham shiodom, misham shikelim, then pshute kliyeitz is mekabel tumim the rabbanan, but the boom sticks are certainly not misham shiodom, misham shikelim, so mele pshute kliyeitz, but the boom sticks are hollow inside, but it's b'dishamayim that way, it wasn't constructed. In other words, any kele that has a biskibul, that is naturally has a biskibul, like the bamboo sticks, are not mekabutum. And if, let's say, suppose these bamboo sticks will be used as a tzinea, for which water will go through, it will not become shov. For the same reason. That's the aloha.
The bamboo stick doesn't have four sides. It doesn't have it's not surrounded on all sides, is it? How could it be a base kibul? It doesn't have a base kibul. It has to be, like the Rav says, surrounded like on all four sides. The water can, it can't maintain water. The water can just flow back and forth.
Well, there is one difference, you see. The gabi shuvim, even though it can contain, but still it goes out. Some melee, it's not, doesn't become shov. But the gabi kapolos tume, since it's not flat, it has, it's only open. Some melee, it can be mekabel tume, you see.
Even though it can't contain the water.
It can, even though it can contain water, but it can contain other things, a solid thing. If you put, let's say, if you put a watch or a diamond in the pipe, it will not fall out, or somebody will take it out if it's open on both sides. So mele ligabe yishuvim, so it has to be capable of containing water. And if it's open, water, you know, has a tendency to go out. But the solid thing doesn't go out. Water, it pours, you know. So it can't contain it. But a solid thing, you can put it in a pipe, even though it's open on both sides. But the reason as to why it can be used for schach is because of this aloha in the Mishneh. Here the Mishneh mentions that ligabi shov, but the same aloha is mentioned in Kelim, ligabi kabolos tume. Silen shutsa mikana mikam, v'chochit mi'emtsa, eine peisel. Because it wasn't done. In other words, it wasn't sealing between Tzemir and Mazov Echadu, Shitsomi Kanu Kan, the base piece of, if on both ends it's narrow, and in the middle it's relatively wide, so then it'll contain a certain quantity of water, because it's some economican and rochebemsa after rochel choshev likabole calls manshli chokat be likabel tzeres. True, it's mikabel water, but it wasn't constructed. Even though it was, the tzina was constructed by men, but it wasn't constructed by men in order to be mikabel water. Why was it? It was for other reasons, not for the purpose of containing water. So, that's the aloche. In other words, in order to pass the shove, so prerequisite number one, it has to be skidded. Prerequisite number two, it has to be set up with this kibble on top, not if it's inverted. Prerequisite number three, that it has to be constructed deliberately in order to be mikabel. But if it was not, even if it was constructed by men here, it was constructed that one now on both ends and the middle wide. So, but since it wasn't done for the purpose of containing water, so melee it doesn't become shum. Maim shuvim. ומגשומים שנשאר ובחוצר וביוקוב על מלא סמארו. We already went over that Mishnah. מים שובים ומגשומים שנשאר ובחוצר וביוקוב על מלא סמארו עם ריד מן הקושר קושר ועם ריד מן הפוסל פוסל מחצו למחצו פוסל. So not we suppose outside the mikveh. So Maim Shuvim and Mikshomim were commingled, were mixed. And then if the Rov is Mikshomim and the Miut is Shuvim, and then they woggle, they flew, they passed this, were part in the Mikveh, Derech HaMshoche, some Mele, it's not possible, even though Gimel Lugim, Shuvim parcels, but not if they went through a process of Amshoch. So here they went through a process of Amshoch. They were mixed outside the mikveh in the chotzer, and then they glided down into the mikveh in a mixed state.